Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by EverBank for the post-game report, joined by Pride of the Jaguars, Tony Boselli. I'm Jeff Loggeman, and a disappointing loss at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Jaguars fall 17-9, but boy, it was a hard-fought game.
You know, I thought it was the best the defense has obviously played, only giving up 10 points. They were very physical. Early, the offense had a rhythm, and were doing a lot of good things. But for whatever reason, in the second half, the defense still played well, but there was zero rhythm to the offensive side of the ball. And I think a lot of that is the fact that, again, for the fifth week in a row, they struggled to run the ball.
Mm-hmm. And defensively, it was one of those games where you would like to have seen a takeaway or a big play that kind of changed the momentum of the game. Now, I know they got the sack caused fumble there by Avery Jones, but one that maybe put the offense in position to score or something like that. And I know that, hey, the defense played well, but still you'd like to have maybe a few more big plays.
Yeah, you know, especially when you had such a young offensive team. I mean, at one point they had six rookies on the field at one time. That's hard. And so we knew all year long that it was going to be on this defense to kind of create scoring situations and help the offense out. They played outstanding. They got the big turnover to stop a score, which was nice. You know, you're looking for a way to manufacture points. And it's just not defense. Special teams, you like to see something happen. You know, you had Ace Sanders back. I don't think, you know, he's a little bit rusty. You know, they get some more reps of him back there returning punts. Probably the most frustrated I have felt, at least after a game, because it was a game you really felt like they had a chance to win.
Well, and the offense might have had an opportunity if they were able to get the ball back. They had the one completion to Heath Miller where he was open kind of there at the end of the game, probably the only open guy running throughout the ball game. So clearly the Jaguars as a football team defensively improved. Offensively, the yardage wasn't there. The running game still is not finding its groove yet. Storm Johnson did look good, though.
You know, he did look good. He had very few reps. I mean, I think they only ran the ball, you know, 15 times or something today. They did not really even – because they weren't having success, it's hard for Jed Fish to call it and stay with it because you're not staying on schedule down and distance. But Storm, when he had a few opportunities, he had made some nice runs. There were nice holes for him. He made a nice cutback on a zone play. And so maybe that's something you can build on with another – but it's another rookie, Jeff, on the field that you're going to count on.
Oh, boy, you're young. Really, very young. And the one run that he had early in the ball game that was called back because of a hold was the most explosive run play that they had in the ball game, particularly early on in that game. And on that particular play, there were six rookies on the field on that particular play, which is amazing. I mean, how many teams in the National Football League have six rookies?
The answer is zero. Most teams, I don't know if there's another team that had played six rookies when you combined all the offense, defense, and special teams. I'm not sure there's six guys that play and are counted on for substantial playing time that are rookies. It's very difficult. Listen, it's a learning experience. You saw some growing pains at the quarterback position. You know, maybe the one big mistake, I think he got confused a little bit when they brought the blitz, exactly what the coverage was. But, you know, we knew this was going to be a process offensively.
Well, and was talking to Blake Bortles just a few minutes ago in post-game radio show, and he called the one pick six, he said, a boneheaded play. Yeah, but you just said maybe confuse them with Dick LeBeau, the defensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. His track record against rookie starters is pretty good. Now he's what
2-18 now. He was 2-17. Yeah, the other way around. You're right.
18-2 yep. Against rookie quarterbacks, which is an amazing statistic. And just, I mean, a credit to Dick LeBeau and that Pittsburgh defense over the years.
Yeah, they did a good job. I mean, they changed looks a lot. They were changing coverages. They brought some blitzes. I thought for the most part the offensive line and the backs did a good job of picking up the blitzes. A couple times I think Blake felt the blitz because he thought someone might be coming free, but they picked it up, and maybe there were some opportunities to make plays down the field. But listen, it's a rookie. It's a young offense, Jeff, and we've talked about it. It's going to take time for these guys to figure it out and to play consistently through four quarters. We see glimpses of it. We see drives. You're like, wow, this is really good. And then you see some drives. You're like, wow, we have a long way to go.
We were very curious to watch how Austin Pasdor would do back in the lineup with the offensive line. They've gotten better over the last 2 weeks with Sam Young in the lineup. Austin Pasdor coming back from the fractured right hand. Looks like he played pretty well.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. And we'll watch the film. Both of us will watch the film tonight and tomorrow morning, and we'll get a better idea. But from the game view, sitting in the booth, I thought Austin Pasdor was physical. Good job in pass protection and the run game, what he was asked to do. And so that's a positive because now really you have six guys on the offensive line because Sam Young proved that he's a guy you can count on as the season goes along. So it's good to have Austin back.
Something curious happened at the end of that ball game because fourth quarter, 2 minute warning. The Jaguars have no timeouts at that point. The Pittsburgh Steelers have first down. Essentially, all they have to do is take a knee and the game is over. and they come out and they throw a completion to Antonio Brown, the wide receiver, and you're sitting there going, why would you risk the game by having a pass to Antonio Brown? Well, here's the answer. Antonio Brown last year in 2013 was the first wide receiver in National Football League history to have a season in which every game he had five catches or more. And his streak was still kept alive this year. In the first four games, he had five catches at least in every game. They were trying to keep a streak for an individual alive at possibly putting the game at risk. To me, that's crazy.
Maybe he's on Mike Tomlin's fantasy team as well. I mean, that's dumb. I mean, it's ridiculous. I wish it would have been a pick. I wish it would have been tipped. I wish a sack, fumble. I don't care what. Because that's not, listen, that, you don't play this game for streaks and records. You play the game to win. And Mike Tomlin, I think, should know better than that. And obviously he felt like the risk was worth it to give Antonio Brown, who's a fabulous player, a chance to keep the streak alive. But I don't like it. I don't think that's the way the game should be played. But it worked out and they got the win.
Yeah, I was just absolutely shocked at that. Tony, I appreciate the time. We're going to move on and join our man, have our man Ace Sanders join us here at the
All right, game. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Come on in, Ace. Folks, Ace Sanders, first game back from having four-game suspension. Welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How good did it feel out there to be out with your guys on game day?
Oh, man, it felt so good, actually. It felt like I was just back at home. Felt comfortable. You know, I feel like it's where I belong.
How frustrating is it the first game back to be so close at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, you guys, for a while there in the fourth quarter, you're like, okay, this is a one-possession game. You got the ball back on the sack calls fumble by Avery Jones, and you had an opportunity.
Oh, I mean, it is very frustrating at times just because you see where our offense can be at. You know, you get a good glimpse of it, and then, like I said, we'll have minor setbacks. That's on us, you know, a little stuff that we can control. So it's almost a good – it's a good thing as well because we know we can control it, and we can get back, look at the film, pick up stuff where we made these little minor mistakes and correct them, and then just move on to the next week.
Your group on offense as a whole is incredibly young. Your meeting room as a wide receiver group is incredibly young. What is it like?
Oh, man, it's a work. It's a work in progress. You know, we got some guys with a lot of talent. You know, we got a lot of guys that's still learning. Of course, myself as well. It's just hard not to look into the future and see what we can become as we grow as a group together. You know, so if we get a lot of time just playing with each other, hanging out with each other, and just building that bond, man, it could be something special in that room.
And with Blake Bortles, a young quarterback, there was one particular player who was just mentioning, Tony, you guys had six rookies on the field at the same time. I mean, there's not many teams in the history of the National Football League that has ever had that, but it's got to be exciting that as a group you can grow together.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I kind of look over and see out in San Diego and see you got Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates playing, you know, over 10 years together, and just to see the kind of bond and the connection that they got. We have a group of guys that can grow and play that long together, and that's just – that, like I said, it could be something special, something just to look forward to.
You got some snaps today on offense. You were back there handling punt returns. Had the one little fumble there where you caught the ball, but you were able to get it and get it back. How long, or do you feel like you're already there as far as getting back up to where you need to be to perform at your best?
I feel like it's coming. I feel like I'm close. You know, like I said, I just had to get adapted to that game speed. One more time actually playing with the starters and actually getting out there and see how it is a regular season rather than a preseason game. You know, the speed is much different. So it's only a matter of time.
Well, next week, the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, sir.
You know, the division opponent, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Ace.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, folks. That'll do it for our post-game report here on Jaguars Live presented by Everbank.